بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Inshallah, sisters, today first we will continue Surah Al-Alaq. Actually, 2 weeks ago we have the first 5 verses of Surah Al-Alaq. And inshallah, it is Surah number 96. We already have 5 verses of it. Today, inshallah, we will continue its meaning. First, I will read it again in Arabic, all of it, inshallah. And then, inshallah, we will continue to learn about the meaning of the rest of the surah, inshallah. So now I will read it, inshallah, in Arabic. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Iqra. Bism Rabbika al-lazhi khalaq. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أن رآه استغنى إن إلى ربك الرجعى أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى أرأيت إن كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى أرأيت إن كذب وتولى ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى كلا لئن لم ينتهي لنسفعا بالناصية ناصية كاذبة خاطئة فليدع ناديه سندع الزبانية كلا لا تطعه واجد واقترب. I will read the meaning again in English, inshallah, now all of it, and then we will start to recite in Arabic, inshallah. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, so the most merciful, Rahman Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, read in the name of your Lord who has created all that exists. He has created man from a clot. Read, and your Lord is the most generous, who has taught by the pen. He has taught man that which he knew not. Nay, verily, man does transgress because he considers himself self-sufficient. Surely, and to your Lord is the return. Have you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seen him who prevents a slave when he prays? Tell me if he is on the guidance of Allah or enjoy piety. Tell me if he denies and turns away. Knows he not that Allah does see? Nay, if he seizes not, we will catch him by the forelock, a lying sinful forelock. Then let him call upon his counsel. We will call out the guards of the hell. Nay, don't obey him. Fall prostrate and draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, I think in last week, sisters, we clarified the meaning of the first verses, 5 verses of Surah Al-Alaq, and we clarified that this is the opening of the opening of this surah is the first Quranic revelation, and we clarified how the Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam last week, and we clarified that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding that he has taught by the pen, and he has taught man which he knew not, and this means that all the knowledge is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any knowledge we have, because it is all up to him. This is what we learned the 2 weeks ago. Inshallah, today we will continue, and inshallah we will start from verse number 6. In this part of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying man's transgression. In verse number 6 and 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Arabic, كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَىٰ أَن رَآهُ اسْتَغْنَىٰ. Nay, verily man does transgress because he considers himself self-sufficient. It is Allah who gives to man in abundance and makes him independent. He also creates and teaches him and extends to him generous treatment. But men in general are not thankful for their independence, which is made possible by what they are given. They don't recognize the source of the grace, which is the same source of creation, knowledge and livelihood. They transgress all the limits with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying in verse number 8, surely into your Lord is your return. In this verse Allah is clarifying to that unthankful man, Allah is clarifying a fundamental rule of the Islamic ideological concept. That is, all men must return to Allah in every matter in every action. Actually, He is the only resort and refuge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The good and the bad, the obedient and the sinner, the righteous and the wrongdoer, the rich and the poor, will all return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually, from verse 1 to verse 8, there is a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Muslims, which the message is that every Muslim must know that the creation and the teaching belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are created, you are created out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have any knowledge in this life, you have this knowledge out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, on what basis can the man transgress against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If He is the creator and if He is the source of the knowledge, and from that knowledge we have our life on the earth. So the creation and the life on the earth is out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His creatures, whom they are dependent on Him in every second, why you are transgressing your limits with your Creator and the Sustainer and the one who is providing you with all the blessings in this life out of His mercy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying again in verse number 9 to verse number 14, this is a scene of the transgressor who is trying to suppress the call of faith and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, sister, this is a problem which every Muslim must be aware of. There are some Muslims whom they choose to live away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, this is their decree in this life that they never leave the guidance. And when they don't leave the guidance, they want everyone not to leave the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you will be, for example, coming to the masjid today, one sister will call you or will meet you outside the masjid. What you will do now, you will tell her, I will enter the prayer room and I will attend the class to learn the Quran, tafsir and Arabic. Oh, why you have to do this on Saturday morning? You need these 2 hours for the grocery shop or to stay with your family or to enjoy yourself. What is the problem? Why you are so in a hurry to learn Arabic and to come to the masjid? Enjoy time, enjoy life, then inshallah later on you will have a lot of opportunities to learn about the Quran and the Arabic. You have to know that this character of the Muslims is, these people are around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning about them in the Quran. So that number one, avoid to be one of these people. This is a reminder to every one of us, you see, because sometimes the shaitan will come to you, okay, and the shaitan will make you to say to another sister, today I will not go to the masjid on Saturday, let us go together and, you know, do anything, let us go to Galleria, let us go to Macy's, let us, you know, enjoy time at home, not every Saturday, we can escape one or two Saturdays. You are the one mentioned in the Quran. Okay, sister, this is how you have to handle the Quran. You have to be aware of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, those whom Allah is saying, have you, O Muhammad, seen him who prevent a slave when he prays? Okay, it is not only the prayer, it is the meaning that the one who is preventing the others from the guidance. Prevention is not to stop in front of the masjid and to say to the people, don't come in. Prevention is through, you know, the talks and the ideas that, you know, let us enjoy, let us escape, let us have some rest, okay, not every week, whatever, okay, and actually those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clarify now about their punishment in the same surah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, these actually those people are transgressors. Okay, so that you know the title. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in a hadith of Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He make transgression forbidden for Himself and it is forbidden for human being. So the title of a transgressor is very critical in Islam. At any level, with anyone, transgressor means hellfire with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to be aware. The transgression is not, you know, to say that I am not a Muslim or to take the money of other people or no. Transgression with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very critical. A word, if you say one word which Allah doesn't like, you can be considered a transgressor. So yes, you know, sister, this is the depth of the Quran and the Islam. This is how the Islam and Quran make the Muslims to have the best manners. When I will be aware that any word can make me a transgressor, I will be so aware of any word before I say it, because I don't want to be a transgressor, because transgression is forbidden with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those whom they say these words, if a sister or a friend will tell you don't go or take rest, or this tell her sister, my sister, you are a transgressor with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now you will know what will be her punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all from the Quran. Okay? Even you feel you get benefit, you don't get benefit, you are sick, you have another class, you can, don't say any word related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be aware. This, there are areas, okay, which we Muslims, we cannot come close to it. Whatever related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can't say any word. When you tell me there is another class which we don't, this, I tell you go. You tell me why, sister man, I tell you because I don't want to be a transgressor. I can't say any word related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, but you must have priorities regarding where to go. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying about those whom they prevent people when they pray. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that let them remember that Allah sees everything, and whatever denial of the truth they are following, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that He will give them very hard punishment. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying those transgressors. Number one, the one who prevents the people when they pray. Number two, the one whom they prevent people from enjoying baiyah. Okay, suppose now I come and I say I want to teach you sisters about the manners of the Quran, discipline and this, you have to be critical. Then for example, one brother or one sister come and tell me, no, sister Mona, please, this is enough. She is a transgressor with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Because no one is supposed to tell to the other Muslims, stop guiding the people to the right path. Stop clarifying to the people the reality of Islam. This is transgression against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to those whom they deny the truth, that is to say the Quran, and turn away from it. Allah is reminding that Allah can see everything, sisters. You know, again and again, sisters, this is the problem of us Muslims. In every masjid and in every class, I am repeating the same principle. Are we true believers in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we true believers that Allah is the one who creates everything, who owns everything, who knows and see everything, and Allah is the one who plan, control, and take care of everything? If we are believers in this, I can't say any word against the rules of Allah while I am believing that He is watching me and He can see me and He is recording. So on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring me in front of all the human beings and the jinn, okay, whom they were created from Prophet Adam until the day of judgment. In front of everyone, Allah will tell me, Mon, why you say a word against my rules? Why did you believe that I can see? I will tell him, yes. Oh Allah, did you believe that I know? Yes. Did you know that I record? I tell yes. So why you say these words? So sisters, again and again, we have a problem with our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, before learning the Arabic, this is more important than the Arabic. Because you are learning the Arabic language to learn the Quran, to read the Quran. But when you read the Quran, maybe you will not understand the meaning. Quran is not the book to be read while you don't understand the meaning. The Quran is the message of your life. So, because of that, we must start with the manners of the Quran, with the values of the Quran, with the Quran as a way of life. Quran as a way of life means that I believe in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I observe Allah in every second. In everything. And now Sister Daniel is coming smiling, I will smile to her. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sit down then. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Why I am smiling to Daniel? Because Allah is watching over me. Because she called me at 8:15 and she told me I am coming. So she has the intention to come. She came late, no problem. Okay. Alhamdulillah, she has the execute. So sisters, again and again, before trying to do the homework for the Arabic, memorizing the Arabic, memorizing the Quran, first believe in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you will believe in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be true Muslims. When we will be true Muslims, we will love each other, and we will respect each other, and we will respect the others, and the others will respect us. Then Islam will be a respectable religion. Why Islam is in the very bad shape nowadays? Because of us, we Muslims, because we don't have the manners of the Quran, either in the Muslim community or with the others, and because of that, none respect the Muslims. So let us not always blame the others. Let us first, in every problem, with your husband, with your kids, with your friends, with anyone, first blame yourself. Check about yourself. Maybe I have a mistake, maybe I was tough, maybe I am not patient, maybe. This is the attitude of the believer. I first check about myself. Then, when I realize in reality that I didn't do any mistake, I can check with the attitude of the other people. But to keep on blaming, your husband, he is not good, your friend is not good, your parents are not good, everyone is not good, and you are the only good. And in reality, none of us is good. Yes, because if we are good, we will be in a different shape and the others will respect us. Okay, so again and again, sisters, it is the belief in the unity of Allah, and it is the belief that verse number 14, Allah saying, knows he not that Allah does see what he does? Everyone has to question herself every day. In reality, myself, today, before you sleep at night, today I say so and so and so, and I did so and so and so. All my deeds and all my sayings are clarifying that I believe that Allah can see and Allah can hear and Allah is recording. You know, sister, this is the reality of the belief. Not the reality of the belief, you know, it's just to come and to pray without khushu', okay, without sincerity, okay, and just to tell to yourself, I am a very good Muslimah, I am trying my best, I am okay, everything is alright, and in reality, most of the deeds are clarifying that you don't believe that Allah can see or hear or record. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in verse number 15, He is clarifying, okay, the punishment which He is preparing for that oppressed tyrant. Allah is warning him or her or everyone that if he will not stop his attitude, he will be dragged by the forelock. The Arabic term used for dragging has a marked tone of violent action. Actually, in Arabic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the word لَنَسْفَعَمْ بِالنَّاصِيَةِ. This is, you know, actually this forehead, okay, is the place of the honor of the human being. Your face is the honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make those transgressors to be dragged on their forehead. You know, so that this is the sign of, you know, disrespect. Okay? Allah is clarifying that because they were liars and they were sinful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will drag them from the most, you know, honored place of their body, which is their face. Because the face was not a face of the one saying the truth, it was the face of a transgressor. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see, sisters, when you read a verse like verse number 17, you feel the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you feel the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to that transgressor, then let him call upon his counsel. You see? Show us your power. When someone will come now and tell us, you know, get out of this room, otherwise I will... So when someone will tell you otherwise, tell her, sister, calm down and show us. Go ahead, immediately. Okay? Because, you know, when someone, human being, tell you this, use this language, okay, this means that this is an ignorant human being. Any human being who he is using the language, I can do, I can show, I can punish, I can, this is an ignorant human being. Because human beings are just intention. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the will to make this intention an action. Okay? So if she's saying some words which she is not aware of its meaning, tell her out and show us. Okay, these kind of people, when you treat them like this, you know, they will be like, you know, an ant. Yes, because they are just air. Because this is not the attitude of the true believers. Okay, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, let him, this is a warning of a great punishment. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, let him call upon his counsel. Then Allah is replying, we will call out the guards of the hell. You see, sister, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If anyone is thinking in this life that he has a power with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is saying, show me your power. And Allah didn't say except one word, I will call the guards of the hell. You see, subhanallah. And then, sisters, you know, subhanallah. Okay. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nay. Okay, oh Muhammad, don't obey him, fall prostrate and draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, sisters, I want you inshallah to learn that in every word of the Quran, there is a message. Allah is putting in the Quran every word specific for that sentence. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying at the end of this surah, which is related to the transgressors, what Allah is saying to the believer. Allah is saying to the believer and to Prophet Muhammad, it was to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to everyone, fall prostrate. Why to fall prostrate? And draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come to the source of power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the servant or the slave is mostly close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is in prostration. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling to the believer, forget about this nonsense, prostrate and come close to me, I will give you all the power. You see, sisters, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of the Quran is giving the confidence, you know, to every believer that the only power is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so long as you are following the right path in this life, you don't fear except the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so long as you are following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not have any problem. So actually, the message is also also the obedient servant of Allah must preserve and follow the path of faith, not to obey these oppressor people whom they are trying to stop the believers from offering their devotion and conveying the message of Islam. Prostrate yourself to your Lord and bring yourself closer to Him through worship and obedience, and for the oppressors, leave them to the guards of the hell, whom they will make them to have what they deserve. Actually, some of the reports say that this surah was actually, except the first five verses, are related to Abu Jahl. Actually, Abu Jahl was the uncle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Jahl, and he was always following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giving him very hard time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clear. There are some of the reports saying that the one whom Allah is sending to him this message is, it is to Abu Jahl. Actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I will tell you about Abu Jahl and how, what he was doing with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, Abu Jahl, he once passed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was praying at the Kaaba. He turned to him, to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said to him, "O Muhammad, have I not ordered you to stop these practices?" Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was calling the people to Islam. He also added some warnings to the Prophet, who gave him a stern reply. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was possibly the time when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam seized Abu Jahl by the collar and warned him of his impending doom. Abu Jahl said, "Muhammad, what do you threaten me with?" Prophet Muhammad, you know, he was threatening him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "I am sure I have the largest following in this valley," because Abu Jahl was, you know, the head of the Quraysh tribe. So he is saying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "I have the largest following in this valley." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is telling to him, let him call upon his counsel. Because he is saying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "I will call my people." So Allah is telling to Prophet Muhammad, let him call upon his counsel, we will call out the guards of hell to him. Okay, this surah in general, in its significance, it refers to every obedient believer calling men to follow the path of Allah, and to every oppressor who forbids prayer and threatens to punish the believers. Okay, so alhamdulillah, sisters, I hope that alhamdulillah we finish the meaning of Surah Al-Alaq. Okay, and inshallah now we will read the whole surah, inshallah, twice, then we will start. So now we will read together, inshallah.
96.
Surah number 96.
96.
Whoever can read. Whoever, sisters, whom they don't know how to read, I want you to write in your notebook the letters which you have it from this, you know, surah. If you look and you find the letter Ra, the letter Ba, the letter, for example, what else? The letter Waw. You know, whatever letters, try to recognize the letters. Until we finish, then inshallah we will start. And inshallah today you will read from the Quran. The new Arabic students, inshallah, will read from the Quran. Oh, inshallah. Yeah. Oh, okay. You will be the one to say, oh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اقرأ
اقرأ
باسمي
بسم
ربك
ربك
الذي
الذي
خلق
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 الإنسان
الإنسان
من
من
علق
علق
اقرأ
اقرأ
وربك
وربك
الأكرم
الأكرم
الذي
الذي
علم
علم
بالقلم
بالقلم
علم
Allama
Al-insana
Al-insana
Ma
Ma
Lam
Lam
Ya'lam
Ya'lam
Kalla
Kalla
Inna
Inna
Al-insana
Al-insana
La yatgha
La yatgha
La yatgha
La yatgha
An
Ra'ahu
Ra'ahu Istaghna
Istaghna
Inna
Inna
Ila
Ila
Rabbika
Rabbika
Ar-ruj'a
Ar-ruj'a
Ara'ayta
Ara'ayta
Alladhi
Alladhi
Yanha
Yanha
Abdan
Abdan
Iza
Iza
Salla
Salla
Ara'ayta
Ara'ayta
In
In
Kana
Kana
Ala
Ala
Al-huda
Al-huda
Au
Au
Amara
Amara
Bil-taqwa
Bil-taqwa
Ara'ayta
Ara'ayta
In
In
Kazzaba
Kazzaba
Wa
Wa
Tawalla
Tawalla
Alam
Alam
Ya'lam
Ya'lam
Bi-anna
Bi-anna
Allaha
الله
يرى
يرى
كلا
كلا
لئن
لئن
لم
لم
ينتهي
ينتهي
لنسفعن
لنسفعن
بالناصية
بالناصية
ناصية
ناصية
كاذبة
كاذبة
خاطئة
خاطئة
فليدعو
فليدعو
ناديه
ناديه
سندعو
سندعو
الزبانية
الزبانية
كلا
كلا
لا
لا
تطعه واسجد واقترب Whenever you have any Arabic word more than four or five letters, okay, try to look for the sukun. When you find the sukun, this means that I can divide the word into two parts. Then I recite the first part, and immediately it will be easy for me to have the other part. But to take it as one shot like this, it is impossible to know all the words of the Quran. Okay? For example, the other word like this one, bin nas, this one. Okay? You see this word? Okay, if you try, I will put for you the vowels now. It is B, B kasra. Okay, Al. This is Shadda, Fatha. Okay, kasra. See? Yeah. Okay? So how you will read this word?
Binausia.
Yes. Again, when you have the bih, put the bih separate. Okay, then al-na-siya. So you can add it like this. But to start, bi al-na, you will stop in the middle. Okay, so try always, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, try always when you see the word is a little bit more than four letters, try to say, I need to divide it, and I can divide it where I can find the sukun, inshallah. So now let us read it again, and then inshallah we start the Arabic one. Okay. So let us read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and we'll read again.
If one of us is the Bushra, she's teaching us with the meme and all those. Okay. So that's some accent there, if you want to pronounce it.
No, I tell you one thing. Yeah. You either follow me or follow Sister Bush.
No, because she's teaching us.
I tell you one thing. Mm-hmm. For me, Sister Fawzia, I have a problem with the way Islam is teaching to Muslims. Okay? If you don't know how, if most of us, and the Arabs, number one, we are not living the Quran. We don't know anything about the Quran. We are related to the Quran. We are against the Quran. Then the problem is to put the meme or not the meme. This gives me very big problem psychologically. Okay? For you, I prefer to teach you Islam as a way of life and read Quran in English. But live as a Muslims. Let us have Muslims on earth. Where are the Muslims? What is the problem to say M and Mim and N and H and you are going against the Quran? What is the meaning of this? What is this? This is the problem now. You know, sister, this is, we Muslims, we never face the reality. Our reality is that we are not Muslims. Yes, we are not Muslims, because when you get the book is saying no lying, no cheating, no deceiving, love each other, one body. Where is this? This is not the reality of Islam. So I can't come to the masjid and teach you tagweed. What is tagweed? Yeah. Where is the Islam? What is going on with us? You know, this is the shaitan is deceiving the Muslims to the extent which they can't believe. Actually, in my regular classes, I'm discussing now about the prayer, how to pray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that most of the Arabic speaking sisters, they told me Arabic speaking, having abaya and tarha for 30 years, we were not praying. Sisters, we are not praying. If I am not praying, I will come to the masjid and tell you M and H and this and that. You know, Allah will question us about this. Okay? Number one, the deed which you will be questioned about on the day of judgment is the prayer. Inshallah, if you have a convention, I can give you the classes of the prayer. When you will know the reality of the prayer, you will realize that we are not praying. If we are not praying, and I realized this in last week classes, okay, with all the messages which came to me, and Allah knows about after I posted the class from all over the world about the prayer. Then I come here to non-Arab speaking and I tell you, look to the meme and look to the H. What is this? What is this? What will be our end? You are the group of sisters whom you have time to come to the masjid, you love Islam, you are interested. 15 or 20 out of 400,000 Muslims in Houston. Then when Allah makes you to come to His house and to have 1 hour and you need to come close to Him, I will not get your spirit and make it close to Him. No, I will tell you, sister, look, M. What is this, sister? No, now I have a problem to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Because I am ex-hosted. Yes, yes.
We already know.
You know?
Yeah, we already know.
Don't discuss with me this issue again.
I know. She doesn't understand.
No, yeah. I don't want to take that blame. No, no, I don't want to take it, because I'm learning from her. I'm learning from her, so I need to clarify. I'm not going to put me in
order.
When we are reading, she'll be saying, no, this, and I'm hearing this.
No, I tell you, sister Fawzia, when, just a minute. Sister, for the sake of Allah, we respect sister Bushra to the extent of the best, and she's more better than me, more knowledgeable than me. But again and again, you have a mind. Okay, and when sister Bushra tell you this, tell her, sister Bushra, we are English speaking, okay, and our tongue is not Arabic, and we want to get the message of the Quran. What is the problem for me if I say the meme and I don't know any of the meaning of the surah, and I am not practicing Islam, and I am not related to the message? What is this? You know, sisters, Allah will question everyone about his attitude, you know, on the day of judgment, because you know I'm giving too much classes and I am exhausted. Whatever I teach you, you want to follow. You want sister to teach you Arabic, let her teach you Arabic. I want to teach Islamic education. Okay, I'm not interested in Arabic. It is too much pressure for me. Okay, I am doing this for the sake of Allah. Can sister Bushra teach you Arabic and I can teach you living Islam as a way of life? It will be more better for me to use my time for this. Because now I am telling you this, sisters, and Allah is my witness. Okay, now 85 of the Muslims are not Arabic speaking. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not question the 85% of the Muslims about reading the message without understanding it. Because this means that Islam will disappear within 1,000 years. Okay? So long as most of the Muslims, 85%, are not Arabic speaking, this means that Muslims can read the Quran in their language. You can read it in Arabic, in English, French, Dutch, whatever. Because this is a message. This book is a message for life. read it as you can. This message, Allah sent it for you. What is the meaning? I am a Muslima. I am a Muslima doesn't mean I am reading the Quran in Arabic. I am a Muslima means I live the message in my worldly life. When I tell you what is the rules of your life, how you raise your kids, you tell me I raise your kids according to the Quran. I tell you, how do you know the rules of the Quran if you are reading the Quran in Arabic and with tajweed, but you don't know any of its rules? So again and again, nowadays, every Muslim has to revise his relation, his, you know, true relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My true relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that I realize and I believe, then I love. We must love the Quran. We must love Islam. We will not be Muslims, sisters, nowadays when the situation is difficult, not in America. America, alhamdulillah, in our countries, Islam is in a more difficult situation than here. How I can be a good Muslimah? Not through recitation of the Quran, through living the Quran as a way of life. When you tell me how you choose this, I tell you, let us open. When you tell me this, I tell you, let us open. When you tell me this, then, now, I am a Muslimah. When I live the Quran, not when I recite the Quran in Arabic without understanding its words. Don't cheat yourself on the day of judgment. You will be questioned because Allah give you a mind. Even with me, I prefer to teach Islam as a way of life. I am teaching you Arabic because there are some Muslims, they like to read the Quran in Arabic. But if you read it in Arabic, you must read the translation at the same point. Don't read one ayah of the Quran in a language which you don't understand it. Allah will question you on the day of judgment. Again and again, sisters, our situation as ummah is so bad. You know why, sisters? Because we are not sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I am sincere with my religion, if I love my religion, I want to know what is in this book. I want to know it. Not to read it, not to make it music, not to M and H and L. No, I want to know why you are. Why American? One American is a Muslima. Why should Muslima? Should Muslima to read the Quran in Arabic? This is the goal of making one American. No, her goal is that we want the non-Muslims to leave the Quran, to get the mercy of the Quran. This is the goal of being Muslim. Then why should a Muslima and putting head cover? Why? Because I will tell her, come, I will live with you to read. Watini? Yal.
Watini?
Tell me, what is the meaning? I will never tell. No, this is not important. But just say, watini? This is our head, Daniel.
So, what do we do if we want to... It says that we should know the Quran in Arabic because sometimes the translation is not always right.
No, I tell you, Daniel. When the translation, you know, for example, this translation, okay, 99% it is right. If there is one mistake, a little bit, Allah will question that man. Allah will not question you because you try your best. But to live our life again and again, sister, there is a very critical point I need to clarify to every one of you so that on the day of judgment we will not be deceivers to ourselves. It is more easy to live Islam as Arabic language. And it is more difficult to live Islam as a way of life. So when I tell you, you have 2 hours, what will be more easy for you? It will be more easy to tell you, Aqari'a. Then when you go home, you will not practice anything. Why you are not practicing? Because no one teach you. Okay? But when I catch you, and I tell you, you have to do 1, 2, you have to be merciful with the husband, you have to obey your husband, you have to be with your mother, you have to give to your parents. You will tell you the class of Sister Mona is very difficult. Okay? We prefer the class of reading Quran Arabic and not understanding it because you will not have a burden and you will not be questioned because you don't know. Okay? So don't cheat yourself. On the day of judgment, Allah will question me, number one. And actually, I want to save myself. I clarify this message and I wrote it in my website. I clarified, don't spoil the time of the Muslims whom they are barely coming to the masjid to tell them, No, you must, number one.
We pray the prayer.
Yes, we will give you, no, I tell you that.
We know how to pronounce it when we're praying?
Yes, I tell you one thing. You can learn some surahs and you must know its meaning. Okay, but first, for the women, now we are talking about the women. The women are supposed to pray in their homes, not to pray in the masjids. Friday is not for the women. And actually, I don't like the women whom they go to Friday prayer, because the masjids are full of men, and parking is difficult, and it is too crowded. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said the prayer of the woman in her house is more better than her prayer in Prophet Muhammad masjid in Medina. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to come to Friday and to tell to yourself, I am praying with the Sheikh, I don't understand this and that. Friday, if you have classes, if you don't have classes for women, go to Friday to listen to the khutbah. But if you have classes for women, why we are going to Friday with the brothers and the parking is difficult? I went once to Masjid Hamza to for family flowers. I was not going to pray Friday prayer. Okay, and I have to meet the sister in the Friday prayer, and I can't imagine it. All the ways to Masjid Hamza is closed. All the entrance to Masjid Hamza is closed. Then the car is like this. You know, I called one brother, teenager. I told him, drive for me, because I have to be in for the family flowers, and I can't park. Allah knows, while I am, you know, on the stairs, sisters are sitting on the stairs, they don't listen to any word. Why you are sitting? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question you, why you didn't sit at home, you pray, and you read Quran in English, and you learn the message. Why? We are deceiving Allah. I am going to pray. Then Allah knows, I jumped to the second floor. Yes. Every other mother had a baby crying. Every other mother. Why to have the babies for the Friday prayer? Allah is my witness, I didn't listen to one word. Then during the prayer, I was praying like this. Yes, there is no place to put my head. What is this? Then the drama when you want to be out of the masjid. This is the biggest drama. No, I was for half an hour sitting like this. You know, I am afraid to move the front. I will hit a car or to the back. This is Friday prayer. This is the Muslims. This is the Muslim ceremony. What is this? What is going on? Yes, sisters, what is going on? You know, I am frustrated. You know why, sisters? Because I love Islam, and I love Allah, and I love the Muslims. But sisters, our situation will be in a situation which you will never imagine. And don't blame the others. You know, this is my way of life. I never blame my husband or anyone. I always blame myself. Blame ourselves. Then you tell me to read and not to read. It is up to you to decide what you want me to teach you.
Can
this is the way. Yes, but let me continue. This is the way which I am teaching.
Because we don't have time. I just want to clarify something. Sister Faustia, she was asking the meaning. What's the meaning between the M and A? But you take us to a far away, because the way you put it is like you're asking us if you want. No, it's not like that. You just want to know the meaning. Why the M meme is there?
This is not that. No, this is not what I am discussing. I am discussing if you have another class to learn Arabic with Sister Bushra, excellent. Learn Arabic and read the Quran.
We're not learning Arabic again. We're just speaking
because the way you are taking it. Any suru, the way you are taking it. Any suru, you are not the only. I'm learning Arabic not only with you or Sister Bushra. I'm learning Arabic in another masjid. But I'm just telling you that what is the meaning of the M?
No.
I'm asking what's the meaning of the M, but you didn't get me straight. I said because it's Abushra called the M. I just mentioned that name, but you didn't get it right. And you went all over and over.
No, Sister Faudia. No, just a minute. Sister Faudia, I want to tell you. No.
Because you didn't get my message.
No.
Can I say something?
No, I will say. Okay, Sister, please don't talk. Sister Faudia, number one, I don't want you to take this attitude, okay? I don't accept this attitude. Because, I want to tell you why. Because, just a minute. I am never taking personal, okay? If I am talking personal, you know, I will not do this effort. I am doing this effort for the sake of Allah, okay? And I am talking to you as you are my sister. If you want to take the issue personal, this is up to you, okay? I am not the person to give any hard time or to harm the feeling of anyone. But I fed up with spoiling the time. Okay, this is my problem now. I have a lot of classes. I have to use the time. If you feel that, and actually this is a question from me to you. If Sister Bushra can teach you Arabic, okay, let her teach you Arabic and let me give living the Islam as a way of life. Yes.
Look, I don't know what to say, but just, we want you, we love you, we want your class, okay? We want the Arabic and we want the lectures, okay? So please, do not stop any one of it, okay? So we'll try and talk about it between our students, please. Okay?
And I just want to say...